Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for the vacationing Sam Shad. Today we'll be talking cybercrime and cybersecurity with the chairman of the board and the CEO of Critica Security, all coming up on our next new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers this morning, I'm thrilled to be joined by two newbies to Nevada Newsmakers. I've got Lloyd Mahaffey, who's the chairman of the board of Critica Security, and Carrie Nemovicker. It's taken me years to learn how to properly pronounce that. Did I do it right?
No.
See? Even then.
It's Nemovicher.
Nemovicher. Okay. Right. Carrie Nemovicher is the CEO of Critic Securities. So briefly, Lloyd is a former executive from Apple, working for Steve Jobs, coming up from the Bay Area, but it went on to other tech companies as well as venture capital. Carrie has over 40 years plus in cybersecurity. You've got four cybersecurity patents. And you've worked at the fabled Bell Labs. So
Indeed.
You guys have some real street cred. I just want to kind of put that out there. So today we're talking about cybercrime. And when we talk about cybercrime, people kind of go, not me, not worried about it. But especially small and medium-sized businesses. This is where my emphasis has been. So when we talk about cybercrime, we're really talking about ransomware, payment diversion. You get an email that says, yeah, send the check here, no, send the check there. And I was doing a little research this morning. Cyber attacks are costing companies on average about $200,000. And when 60% of the businesses that get attacked go out of business, 43% of cyber attacks are aimed at small business. And these incidences are really impacting small businesses to a great degree. So can you just tell me a little bit about cybercrime? We keep hearing about it, and we keep seeing all these things that are supposed to be protecting us. Why is cybercrime continuing to grow?
Cybercrime, first of all, for all the statistics that you have, is grossly underreported.
Oh.
We only see the tip of the iceberg. It is one of the most underreported crimes out there. People don't like to talk about it. It damages their business, it damages everything else, their reputations. So for all those wonderful statistics you have, that's only just a little bit.
That's a little scary.
It's very scary. And what's even more scary is that if you look at the targets, anything that is smart is a target for cyber criminals. You have smartphones, smart cars, smart refrigerators, smart homes, anything that has a computer in it. And the smarter our society gets, the more targets the bad guys have. So you have a naturally growing target-rich environment for the criminals.
That is very scary.
In fact, a sad element is that there's a term coined called ransomware, where corporations will pay the hackers to buy their data back to avoid the breach.
And they don't want to admit that, right?
They don't admit that.
Ransomware is probably the most underreported, I would imagine.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yes. I mean, we hear about the targets and the hotels, the Marriott and stuff like that, but it's so much more pervasive. And why is that? Why is it that it's continuing to grow?
Well, there are really two types of cybercrime out there. There are the state actors, and we understand, you know, today cyber weapons are an integral part of any kind of conflict. But then you have the private entrepreneurs, the cyber criminals, and the profits are enormous. Cyber criminals in 1 year bring in $1.5 trillion. Yeah, that can blow anybody away.
My gosh. Yeah.
That if they were a nation, they'd be the 12th or 13th largest economy in the world.
But that's not exactly organized. There's organized crime behind it.
Yes.
But from a nation state perspective, China, the FBI came out yesterday and said that 50% of all of the cyber attacks are coming from one country. And because of the theft of intellectual property, it means one of the greatest transfers of wealth from America the world has ever seen.
So the fact that President Trump's been really tough on China, that's one of the reasons,
is the
intellectual property rights issue.
That's correct, trying to protect it, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And just one more thing about that number.
Mm-hmm.
We think about illegal drugs. Illegal drugs are a third of the profits of cyber crimes. This is three times the worldwide trade in illegal drugs. So there's a lot of motivation for the criminals, and they have a lot of money. They can buy technology, they can buy people, they have the best technology and the best minds. They're going to continue to grow unless we do something about it.
Okay, so I've got a home security system, I've got a Ring, and I'm watching somebody break into my house. I can see their face and we can go after them. Why can't I find cyber criminals? Okay, I know I'm dumbing this down, but...
That lovely Ring you have in your house? How is that connected? That's connected via the internet.
It can be hacked. Okay,
good
point.
It can be hacked, exactly. If you control the information, you can control whether somebody can find that information. So we have a major, major problem. But, as you know, there are lots and lots and lots of technology out there to help us. Why is that technology not working?
Right.
And that brings us to the critical issue of why we have Critica. For all of that technology out there, we have a detection gap. We have a problem with detecting malware, viruses, and all these other things, right? Even me, it blows me away when I realize that the average time to detect malware is greater than 6 months. In other words, it sits there in your systems, as Lloyd likes to say, like a spider watching and getting
watching, learning, waiting for the prey to come by. Interesting data point is 250,000 new viruses and malware products are introduced to the network every day.
Every day?
250,000 per day new threats to the network are unfolding. So add that up over time, and if it's taken 197 days to find it, how much damage is it ready to do by the time it activates?
So it's like a criminal's just sitting in your house watching you, going, okay, she continually goes and puts on that ring, so that must be a valuable ring. She continues to do that. I mean, it's like it's learning from you.
It's learning from
you. And it's learning to mimic. Okay.
And it's spreading its tentacles out,
okay,
infecting other systems. You know, people say, well, why should I care about a smart light bulb? Mm-hmm. But that smart light bulb is connected to your entire network. It's a way in.
Okay.
And that is one of the problems.
So the whole industry has accepted the 197-day benchmark.
Okay.
They just said there's just really no way for us to address that issue. And that's where we begin to focus Critica.
All right. We're going to come back and talk about what dwell time really means right after this.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with Lloyd and Carrie of Critica Security. So we started talking about dwell time and how long someone sits there and watches. We did have a rather large break in Nevada.
Right.
One of our Regional Transportation Commission was essentially hacked, and someone sat on their server for a while and was mimicking the funding. Hey, here's that money, here's that transfer. And over time, they were able to intercept some emails and said, okay, great, glad you're ready to pay us $1.5 million, send it to this bank account, never to be seen again. So this is the kind of stuff that happens on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And it's because it sat there for a while and mimicked, it
not
essentially
mimicked.
Socially engineered.
Right.
It learned. When it sends the message out, it knows about you, so it can be personal. It's not an impersonal thing. You know, everybody jokes about the old Nigerian prince thing. They were terribly written.
Yeah.
Here, this is custom tailored to you. It might ask about your dog, it might ask about your vacation, and it knows about all of this because it's been sitting in your network for so long. So they make these so-called spear phishing attacks, that's what they're called, very, very convincing.
Okay. So your technology is focusing on detection, on that dwell time. So tell me a little bit about what you guys are looking at.
Okay. One of the things that happens is that the technology that's out there today, the existing technology, all looks at the past in order to detect, in order to identify malware that's out there. They either look for an identical match or a pattern of behavior, but it's all based on the past. And as Lloyd pointed out, with 250,000 new malware attacks a day, they're going to be things that they're not going to pick up. Now, the industry has gone toward the direction of artificial intelligence to help find these things and look for patterns.
And identify them faster.
And identify them faster. These what are called zero-day attacks, attacks that you've not seen before.
Right.
Okay? Problem is, that is fraught with a plague of false positives.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because artificial intelligence, for all its sophistication, is not there yet. And the best that these systems come up with is typically more than 52% false positives, which can drive a company crazy. Waste of resources, chasing after things, the boy who cried wolf, when it's really there, we're not going to pay any attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Much of cybersecurity staffs are focused on trying to reconcile false positives.
Okay.
And if they're really false and nothing's really going on, they just waste a lot of time and money trying to identify things that weren't real.
Okay.
So our premise from the very beginning was you have to detect it early. If you can't detect, you can't protect. And that became the whole theme that we built the technology around.
Right. So we have developed a technology that will detect even zero-day attacks. Not in 197 days, but in less than 197 seconds. And it doesn't matter whether it's new, whether anybody's seen it before or haven't seen it before. We have a detection technology. That's one piece of what we've done. The other piece of what we've done is we have assumed, with all that money that the bad guys have and all that funding that they have, that they are going to go get in. Mm-hmm. They're going to know about us, and they're going to try to defeat us. On your system, if you have a virus scanner and you're a high-value target, what am I going to do? First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to disable your virus scanner, and then you're done, and then I'm in. We've built our system with what I call a mutual monitoring mesh, defense in depth, so that every one of our components monitors the other components in such a way that if somebody gets in, and we assume that they will, and disables one of our components or two of our components, the other ones will know about it. The other ones will pick it up.
So you've got a backup to the backup to the backup.
We have no single point catastrophic.
Three-dimensional sensing. So as soon as the spider arrives, we know it's there.
Right. And so really you're detecting something that's already sitting there that nobody else is looking for that. They're the false positives parts, they say, well, we know something's in there, let's go find it.
There are no false positives in our system.
There
everything
are no false
we
positives.
Identify is real.
Is real.
It's a change. Something has arrived in your system that's not supposed to be there. We don't know what it is yet, but we know it's new, and so we can begin to start the identification process with strategic partners around the world to find out what, okay, now we know it's there, what is it?
So you detect and then you identify it.
No, we detect.
You detect,
and
period.
And we detect. We are a detection engine, and let the partners deal with it.
Okay.
We're now out there to displace any of the cybersecurity companies out there. We're going to provide them with a super detection engine, so that they can then remediate and they can identify and they can do all the things that need to be done once it has been detected.
Okay.
But we provide them with detection.
So you're not competing against the PC-matics and the Nortons and the McAfees and stuff. If anything, you're a partner, you would be a partner with them.
We would be partnering there. We make them stronger.
Okay.
But the holy grail in cybersecurity is to find it fast.
Right.
And then figure out what it is. Don't wait 197 days. And that's why we think Critica is such a unique position to say we can work with everybody.
Very cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about Critica and how this can help you right after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with the chairman of the board and the CEO of Critica Security. So, Lloyd, you've been doing this for a few years, starting, like I said, at Apple. Why are you engaged with this company? What's unique about it?
Well, it's kind of funny. When I first met Carrie in the summer of 2018, we came together to try to solve a healthcare problem. Because one of the major HIPAA compliance issues is nurses at the workstation, and they don't log off, and so that leaves a threat to the hospital. And we realized pretty quick we really couldn't solve that problem technologically because there's this human behavior issue. They just walk away. But as Carrie and I began to kind of whiteboard what was possible, we began to really focus on detection and the concept, if you can't detect, you can't protect. And so that began the process of developing what would become the Critica technology. What was interesting for me is being in Silicon Valley is I look at Reno as sort of a flyover city, right? Where VCs don't pay much attention. So I was like, Carrie, where are you located? He goes, Reno, Nevada. I said, no kidding. And so he assembled this great software team in Reno. They built this product, and it was kind of funny. We're about to go to beta testing, and then COVID-19 hit. So we're like, what do we do? So we had to literally abandon the office and build a complete data center in Carrie's garage. So we truly are a startup in a Reno garage now.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we've been doing. But the exciting thing is these guys have continued, and they've brought the product to the point that we're about to deploy in our first outside customers.
And you say it's a flyover area, so it's kind of, Reno is not known to be a tech company until the last few years, or
right.
I should say a tech capital,
coming
where
up.
We have seen Breadware and some fascinating some fascinating stuff. But
and every exciting new company like this is going to make more people start deploying venture capital in the area. So Carrie and them were able to secure some initial capital from the Sierra Angels in Reno, and that was just to kind of get us to where we could bring the product to market. Now we're ready to begin to put it inside real enterprise environments. And so we decided to start raising our next round of capital.
Okay. So where do you go for that?
Well, you know, obviously we would like to kind of keep the company in Reno, Nevada and find more local capital support from the community. There's certainly a lot of people that we believe would find what Critica is trying to solve, the problem, an extraordinary opportunity. And because we can work with so many different cybersecurity companies, huge market potential. So we'd like to start in Reno and see if we can't raise more capital here. But obviously, in the end, we'll go to Silicon Valley because that's where a lot of the money is as well.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of technology talent here in Reno.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize it. But we've got some very, very bright people, very bright individuals, very innovative individuals who have come here for various reasons. Mm-hmm. And I would certainly love to keep the company here as a company that out of Reno, Nevada, we're going to change the way the world handles cybersecurity because we're not marketing to Reno, we're marketing to the world.
So if we pull this off and if Critica is successful, Reno's going to be known as one of the capitals of cybersecurity technology. Mm-hmm. And more companies will spawn from that.
Yeah. Well, I think we're already seeing that with the Switches and the Googles and I think an Apple and you know all these and Tesla.
Right.
So you've already got kind of this the sites are on Reno.
Yeah.
But now it's more of these kind of companies, and it's, you know, to some extent, some spin-offs.
Early winners. Right.
And now you're tapped into the university. Is that correct for some of your students? I mean, some of your employees?
Well, yes, we have.
We've got,
in fact, one of my best programmers is still a full-time student at UNR.
Okay.
And we've got UNR graduates. But mostly, as Lloyd likes to say, this is the revenge of the gray hairs. I found people who are very innovative, full of energy, and yet have a lot of experience. So
one of the challenges in developing cybersecurity solutions is you have to have lived long enough, seen enough, and understand the complexities of how the enterprise network works to really hone in on what's going to make a difference. And so we laughingly say the revenge of the gray hairs, but it really is an older, more experienced team that's come together to solve one of the biggest problems in cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And again, our feeling is if we can detect it, we can begin to really protect it.
Yeah. Well, I have to admit, one of those gray hairs is my husband. He's one of the founders with you,
yes.
Which is why I'm aware of this company and I'm so fascinated. And I thought it's about time you guys kind of come out of the woodwork and talk about what you're doing in Reno. Because it's exciting. Get out of the garage.
Out of the garage.
Yeah,
out of
and talk about mode. It. So has the fundraising been a challenge? Or if it sounds, I mean, I know for the first round you actually exceeded what you needed to raise.
First round went really well. And
yeah.
We've actually been holding off until now. So we're just about to start our next
okay.
round. So this is a perfect time to kind of talk about what we've been doing, what we've accomplished, also where we're located. I think it's a pretty exciting story, Reno, that Critica's here.
No, I think it's kind of fun. So if someone wants to learn about your technology, can we contact you? There's probably not a web page, cybersecurity.com, because you're
no.
a little under the radar,
right.
I would
Still
think.
This is the first foray outside
okay.
the radar,
well,
sticking our
to be
heads
the, I'm
up.
Honored to be
yes.
the first one telling your story.
But I'd be happy to speak with anybody
okay.
if they have any questions, either about the technology or the funding, as Lloyd would be
right.
happy to speak with them as well.
And Carrie, okay. what's your email? Tell mm-hmm. them about it.
Oh, it's a really difficult email. It's Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, at CriticaSecurity.com. Critica.com. And Critica is spelled with a Y. If we've got a...
I'll make sure it's on our webpage there, the correct spelling of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it's a good story to tell, and I'm glad you guys are out here telling it.
Oh, we're glad we're out here doing this. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really is.
Very good. So what's your next step then in the technology? Have you gone to beta testing? Are you ready to go to beta?
We're lining up some companies who have said, yes, we want to try this in their environment.
Okay.
One of the things about cybersecurity is that our products have to work. There are a bunch of software companies out there that say, oh, well, we'll give it out to the customers and they'll find the bugs. We can't afford to do that.
That makes sense.
And so we're taking baby steps every step along the way where we test the software internally in a number of locations, and now we're moving to the first external testers, external companies that will be testing it, and we'll constantly be iterating through that process.
So our plan is to start deploying first beta sites on around the 1st of August. We expect those to run for about 90 days, bring all the data back in, and our plan is to launch our first commercial product by the end of the year.
Well, I hope to have you guys back on at the end of the year so we can talk about how you guys have gone to market.
I certainly hope so.
Well, thank you for being here.
That's
we'll
right.
be right back after this.
Bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Thank you for watching and listening to Nevada Newsmakers. You can check us out online at nevadanewsmakers.com as well as on YouTube. Thanks for watching.